Kelly Noakes with the Western Environmental Law Center says wolves do not even inhabit 20% of their historic range, which is not true recovery under the Endangered Species Act, and a clear violation of the law.
The howl of the wolf remains missing from key wild suitable habitat, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's decision to delist wolves nationwide is premature, and it's plainly not based in science nor the law.
The notice of intent starts a 60-day clock, and if U.S. Fish and Wildlife don't address concerns raised, Noakes says the groups will file a suit in federal court. The agency claims the gray wolf has exceeded all conservation goals for recovery, pointing to an estimated 4,400 wolves now inhabiting western Great Lakes states. Some hunters and ranchers have also said they need the legal authority to kill wolves who attack their livestock. Noakes says bad weather kills more livestock than wolves, noting that just one cow out of every 44,000 are taken by wolves. The federal government is required by law to restore endangered species to their native habitats, but Noakes says delisting will put management of wolves under states that historically have been hostile to native predators.
For example, in Wyoming, where wolves have been federally delisted since 2017, wolves can be shot on sight across 90% of the state. Wolves across the nation now face a very similar fate.
Noakes argues that U.S. Fish and Wildlife is ignoring science, showing that wolves have not fully recovered in key western habitats. Recent estimates show that just 158 wolves remain in Oregon, 108 in Washington state, and 15 in California. Noakes says wolves are essentially extinct in Nevada and Utah, as well as in Colorado, where voters recently approved a measure to begin the process of wolf reintroduction. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.